Thank you for greeting everybody so wholeheartedly, Eden. It's wonderful to see you here with us. I'm going to be hosting our service time. So I'm going to share my screen and a brief presentation. Yeah, let's get started here. So welcome. This is my experimentation here with Google Slides. So I'm hopefully this will be a very visually rich experience for you guys. And we'd like to start with an invocation. This is a song by Captain Tom Moore. David described the story of Captain Moore raising about 30 million pounds with his walker for the National Health Service. And the words to this song are here on the right. And so you can feel free to sing along a little bit if you like. And so here we go.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and sweet to the song of the lark.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and a sweet silver song of the lark.
Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on,
walk on,
walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never.
And don't be afraid of the dark.
At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and sweet silver song of the lark.
Walk on,
walk
through
on.
The wind.
Through the wind,
walk on,
walk on
through the rain,
through the rain,
though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on,
walk on,
walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never.
You
Captain Tom!
Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to start with a whole group check-in with a word or phrase, 1 to 3 words. I'd ask that you briefly unmute to share. And the question is, what are you grateful for or appreciative of within your field at this moment? So I'm going to go ahead and stop share for a moment so I can hop into gallery view and see all of you. And we'll just go popcorn style. Feel free to unmute and check in with a word or phrase of something you feel gratitude or appreciation for in your field at this moment.
The beauty of humanity. When you see the best, it's beautiful.
The abundance of life.
I'm grateful for Aura and initiating this.
Sunrise Ranch community.
Springtime.
The vibrancy of nature.
Openness of heart.
A grateful heart.
Thankfulness.
The glory of life.
The abundance of provision.
Being in a safe, healthy environment right now.
The wonder of EDL.
The beauty of the divine.
Friends.
My amazing friends.
Growing things.
Beauty of the garden.
Family.
My mom.
Blessings each one.
Seeing all your beautiful faces.
Blessings.
Loving kindness.
Open hearts.
Creative partners.
Old and new friends.
Life itself.
Beautiful. Is there anybody who's not checked in that might like to share something?
The magic of nature.
Okay, thank you. Oh, can we feel the difference in our vibration as we express a little bit of gratitude? We can feel the radiance of our hearts and the radiance of our smiles just from this simple act of a little bit of gratitude. So let me come back in here into this part of the share. So why are we starting with gratitude? Well, I have this little meme here that a grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. So why gratitude? Gratitude is the optimizer link, right? So a grateful heart brightens the vibrational atmosphere and it becomes the foundational tone for the vibrational structure of the magnetic field. So I'd like to offer a brief reflection on the vibrational structure of the morphic field. And then we will have a bit of small group time and some large group sharing. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But hopefully this will be somewhat useful for everybody, as long as we can keep it together and moving along here. So the vibrational structure of the morphic field. So what is the morphic field? So in the context of, I'm just reading a quote from David from the Power to Transform Human Culture, Pulse of Spirit, that recently came out. In the context of emissaries of divine light, we know that field by other names, the creative field, pneumoplasm, or the auric field. Martin Cecil said that emissaries of divine light was a spiritual expression plane approach, meaning that it had altogether to do with the spiritual nature of humankind and the expression of the spirit of the Most High coming through the human experience. That generates an auric field through which spiritual power moves. It creates a spiritual force field, which is very naturally the field for creation. It is how creation throughout the universe works and how it's meant to work in our human experience. So what I'm going to show in these slides is my take on how creation throughout the universe works in this way with the vibrational structure of the morphic field. So the morphic field is love, it is guidance, it is synergy, it is grace, it is synchronicity, harmony, safety, connection, service, and it's also the vibrational arc, the more that we can develop it. All of these qualities and many more are the natural overflowing expression of a morphic field that has its vibrational structure intact and overflowing. So what is the vibrational structure of the morphic field? Our dome that we'll be so happy to start using again once we're clear for that, but our dome was built with a geodesic structure that is based on principles of tensegrity. It's an amazing structure, very advanced. On the left-hand side here, I'm showing another type of tensegrity structure. And what you notice, perhaps in both of these cases, are a union of opposites. You have these large, heavy dowels and these very thin wires holding tensile strength and compression strength. And looking at how these opposite forces interact, to me, represents the presence of Mother God and Father God, or the presence of the spirit of the womb and the spirit of the activation within that womb. It's holding these opposing forces in perfectly balanced ways. And this is true of our pneumoplasmic field as well. So tensegrity refers to tension and integrity. So I mentioned before, like the union of opposites. So tensegrity has compression plus tension. It's masculine and feminine. It's Mother God and Father God. It's the spirit of womb and the spirit of truth. It's design and control. It's the activation and the field in which activation occurs. It's consciousness and awareness. It's pneumoplasm that is becoming consciously aware. And it's the God center and the substance in which constellates around that God center. So these, in that quote from David, it was clear that these vibrational structures are the way that are they repeat themselves all throughout creation. So I'm showing here how tensegrity shows itself in geometric structures. So you can see some types of geodesic domes here, but and also you can visualize the movement of the torus in its tensegrity structure. In biology, certainly human biology, there are tensegrity structures all throughout human anatomy. So this picture on the top right shows the tension strength of the muscles and the compression strength of the bones, and kind of compares it to these tensegrity models. And it's a very advanced way of understanding anatomy, and there's amazing writings on all these types of biomechanics. There are tensegrity structures in biochemistry, so in the movement of DNA, in the structure of all kinds of biochemical components, including catalysts and enzymes and cellular structures and molecular structures and DNA structures. They all carry these principles of tensegrity. And there are also vibrational tensegrity structures. So the consciousness that we carry, the quality of our meditation, all of those morphic fields precede our words. They precede our thoughts. They precede our expression. They precede our relationship interactions and become manifest as their density increases from a very fine, subtle frequency into manifestation. So if I can get the sound to work on this, hopefully our settings are still correct. I'm just going to show a very brief couple-minute video on tensegrity from a architectural perspective to hopefully give a little bit more meaning to this. So I'm going to try to play this, and somebody can let me know if it's working.
Tension and compression typically work together in our structures to resist the applied loads. Some key examples of structures that resist tension and compression are tensegrity structures and trusses. These are examples of tensegrity structures. And this is a truss. I like to start with these structures because both of these types of structures use separate elements for the tension and the compression. There are certain structures that we'll study later that you can resist tension and compression in a single element, but I think it's nice to start with the systems that separate the two. So tensegrity is a great visual example of that to me. So it have this is a tensegrity structure, and compression is carried by the wooden dowels in this case. And the rubber bands can only carry tension, so they're the tension elements. So the wooden dowels are focused just on compression and the rubber bands on tension. So what is tensegrity? Kenneth Snelson is a sculptor and one of the first to build tensegrity structures, actually sculptures. He defines tensegrity as a closed structural system composed of compression struts within a network of tension tendons. So that's a lot of words, but here we have the compression struts and a network of tension tendons. Snelson also likes to describe his tensegrity sculptures as floating compression. It's a nice kind of visual understanding of what's happening. And the word tensegrity was coined by Buckminster Fuller in the 1960s by combining the words tension and integrity. So again, in a tensegrity structure, we have compression elements, in this case wooden dowels, but it could also be metal rods, and then tension elements, such as these rubber bands or also ropes or cables. The tensile forces in the ropes and cables or rubber bands stabilize the compression elements. That's what allows it to support loads. Tensegrity models have been used to model the body, and it's called biotensegrity. So in a biotensegrity model, which is just, again, a model of the human body, the bones are the compression elements and the muscles are the tension elements. The biotensegrity model tends to be less rigid, so there's some flex in these tensegrity models, but most people feel it does a better job of representing the interaction between our bones and muscles. I think the best way to get started thinking about how tension and compression can be combined in a structure is to build a few tensegrity structures. So in the next activity, give it a try.
So this is a slide with a couple of functional tensegrity structures, and you can see this one's large enough for a person to climb into and roll around in. And the one on the right is actually a chair. So these structures are very functional, not only for architecture, but for many other applications as well. And I hope you can see from the description of tensegrity, I hope you can see the union of the masculine and the feminine elements of the vibrational structure of the morphic field. So the opposite of a morphic field is an amorphic vibrational structure. So amorphic vibrational structures are not formed with very much intricacy. They have qualities that are more on the chaotic and disharmonious side, but yet they're also gateways to our highest evolution. So wherever we notice amorphic vibrational structures that are leading to things like disharmony, discontent, procrastination, any of these so-called negative qualities, our sense of self-compassion, our sense of self-inquiry, and our sense of self-encouragement, knowing that when we are facing these types of structures, we are in between frequency rates, we are really on the edge of our highest evolution. Here's another quote from David. I'm entitling the tensegrity of reconnection. So we are here in the middle of that experience, very deliberately allowing our auric field to reconnect to the eternal. It's reconnecting through you, it's reconnecting through me, and it's reconnecting through all of us together. and in our open-heartedness upward and in the opening of our minds to the eternal, opening of our minds to the mind of the eternal, our whole field is beginning to reverberate with that wisdom and power. So I hope we can see that when the God center is in place in the field and when we're connected vertically, everything else starts to become a manifestation of that reverberation. And this quote that Cease shared on Sunday has been working ongoingly with me here, but it's, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all of the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And the word love there, you know, can be replaced with synergy, could be replaced with guidance, it could be replaced with synchronicity. All of these qualities that are representative of a highly vibrationally structured morphic field are already wanting to be born. And we just need to open to it. So I love this quote. Okay, so we're going to experiment with some small group questions. So in just a moment, we will find ourselves in random groups of four for 5 minutes total. So it's just about a minute or so apiece. And I'm going to consider some of these topics together. So the first question is, name an experience where you held the sacredness of the field with both essences of Mother God and Father God. It doesn't have to be expressed in exactly that way, but you can see the unity of opposites in the vibrational structure of the field. So name an experience where you held the sacredness of the field in a way that transcends the unity of opposites or that honors both essences of Mother God and Father God. Are we all clear on that? So Jim's going to, I'm going to stop the share here for a moment. Jim's going to work some magic and we'll be for 5 minutes in our first small group. And then we're going to reshuffle and do another 5 minutes in another group before we go to large group share. Everybody good? Good.
Okay, here we go, everybody.
Okay, I believe that we are all back. Thank you so much for your beautiful sharing and stretching into this consideration. So now we're going to go into our next round of small groups. So in round two, we'll do the same format. We'll be in random groups of four for 5 minutes total. And considering the question, what enhances the quality of your morphic field? How does that affect your service, your expression, or your relationships? What enhances the quality of your morphic field? How does that affect your service, your expression, or your relationships? Okay, so we're going to work some magic and we'll find ourselves in a new group for 5 minutes.
Okay, here we go, everybody.
Okay, I believe that we are all...
How aerated, if I can use that word, we are, and how aerated we can be to allow so much of the eternal to come in. We're more aerated than we think. I was just looking at that structure. And for me, it's the male and the female is all in that. I know it was mentioned by Linda, I think it was JJ, that it's all there for the asking, or all there for the expression, I should say. So I just wanted to say that because what parts of me am I closing off and not allowing that beautiful air of the spirit to move in so that I am actually aerated? So that was just my image or vision of that particular structure, and I wish to thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. What comes into mind for me are the structures that we have in the UK, of these centuries-old cathedrals, and there's one cathedral in particular called Wells Cathedral, which is in a very small town. it's a very small city, so it has a cathedral that is magnificent in its engineering. So you look at the structure and the mathematics of its engineering that's obviously been done by masons of that time, back in the 14th century, and then you have the internal structure that has these beautiful arcs, and there's one part of the cathedral that goes up into the heavens, and you just stand beneath the construction of it, and you can't believe the mathematical holding of it, the bearings of it, and it creates the internal womb of the woman. When you look at it from all the different angles, it's bearing the whole structure of the cathedral, and it's the birth canal that's there before you, and you just can't believe that it's being exposed in such a beautiful, constructive way, and it brings the impossible into being. So, you know, these engineers must have seen the impossible and wanted to manifest it here for us all to see, and it's still the most beautiful structure I've ever seen in the world. And that's just an hour away from where I live in Glastonbury. Thank you.
Well, as some of you know, I have a list of the qualities of true character, of divine character, posted on the wall of the mailroom here on Sunrise Ranch. And it's the expression of these divine qualities in living, very simple expression of integrity and dignity and thankfulness and generosity and all of these other qualities that really enhances the morphic field. And it produces what David called a spiritual force field. And it is this spiritual force field that energizes everything that you're in contact with. And it is this spiritual force field that really allows us to do the work that we're here to do as a spiritual body, to regenerate human consciousness and the whole body of humanity. So just simple spiritual expression to me is the key to generating the field, the force field that we need to do our spiritual work.
Thank you, Jerry. This topic reminds me of, I mean, it's actually what I'm really focusing on and working on now is the quality of thought and feeling. Thinking of thought as the conscious and the feeling as the subconscious, so the masculine and feminine qualities. And when those things are in balance, when our thoughts are clear and when our feelings are of love and peace, when we do that work, what I notice is that the form comes into form a hell of a lot faster and a lot more beautiful than we could have imagined just by holding that space of integrity with our relationship to the divine. That's what it's for me. That's really moving with me is thinking of it from that perspective of thought and feeling and working with those two things more consciously and see and watching how things shift and manifest and open much more naturally and quickly. So that's me.
I would say the experience or process of thinking, how can I be a blessing in this brand new situation?
I was thinking that the morphic field is not just something that's pretty haphazard. It takes a little bit of preparation. And I was thinking that I really appreciated, your preparation for tonight, that there was care given, and it was magnificent. I was kind of blown out of the waters by the visuals and the context, and I'm so amazed and happy to be with you tonight, all of you. Thank you.
I was been thinking about the balance of the forces to go way back to the first illustrations where you had the solid rods and then you had the ropes or the
elastics that kept the tension, and you could take that field and almost play it like a basketball. And when it was reproduced in a large structure, it would roll. And I was thinking of that, particularly in regards to our own expression, that as long as we let the forces be in balance, there's a great inner strength, and it can roll, it can move, it can be. So thank you.
That's good. I was watching yesterday an interview of Jane Goodall, the wonderful environmentalist, particularly 86 years old, particularly with primates. And she was saying that humans are responsible for this virus. And I felt that's my sense of it too. While people are looking for someone to blame and something else that, you know, it's not my fault that this is happening, but it's all that out there. And I was feeling, for one thing, as we take that on, we have the freedom to do something about it. But the point I'm wishing to relate to here is that what the work she's done for decades has developed a field into which she could bring these strong words and be heard. So that it seemed to me that in a way her words were the strength, but and the field was all the loving and caring and being quiet and observing and engaging. The softness and the complementary aspect. Thank you.
I'd like to piggyback on that, Ruth. I've been thinking about the virus a lot and what is its purpose? You know, we created it for some reason. And what I've concluded is its purpose was to say, go to your room and think about what you have created all these centuries. And then decide how you want to do it differently, you know? It's as if, you know, we've been acting, which is very masculine. And we haven't been in alignment with the earth, the feminine, or our appreciation or love for the earth and for other beings on the earth. And so this opportunity we have to be still and think about what we've done is a really, I've been taking that opportunity to go into what I call zero point, which is for me a heart space that is a void. And it's when the masculine and the feminine come together and the space is just delightful. And I find I create coherence in my morphogenic field when I do that.
That's beautiful, Jewel. Thanks. The question I'm finding myself asking lately is, how can love be brought here in everything, but particularly in the places of dissonance that we see in the media or in different aspects of our reality, and just really honestly asking that question and letting the deep listening reveal how actually love can be brought into sometimes challenging situations or moments where I hit fatigue or uncertainty or any of that. But it's just how can love be brought here? How can that simple question bring a higher level of balance, of harmony and integrity into the structural field that's being created? And when I think of the image that Orange shared about the twisting piece that was had the masculine and feminine dynamics, when I ask that question to that shape, it's like there's this huge amplification of the shape. It like almost like goes inside of itself and then shoots back out stronger and brighter, and the reach is far more vast when it's supercharged. So that's what I was thinking about.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you, everyone. So we are at the bottom of the hour, but I'd like to try something even for just a minute, if we have another minute, to supercharge the vastness of this morphic field that we share. So I'd like to just enter into a brief time of attunement, of unified radiation. So if we'd like to raise our hands, it could be in a sense of offering. They could be radiating forward. And we've never done this before on Zoom yet, but I'm so curious, and I think this could really work. So on the count of three, if we who are participating, if you'd like to participate in this way, would like to unmute your microphone, and we're going to try to do a bit of sacred healing chant in this posture. So if you don't have too much ambient noise and you'd like to be a part of our healing chant, I'm going to start to chant Om. And the vibration of the sound and the vibration of our emanating unified field expanding in all directions in a geodesic structure that encompasses this planet and the solar system. Okay.
Thank you,
Soren.
That's so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night.
Yes, good night to everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Yes.
You look gorgeous.
You stayed up so late for us. Love you. Are you Texans?
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Yes, South African. Hi, Phyllis.
Yes, hi there. Hi. Hi, JJ.
Hi, good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Hi, it's hard to leave.
Lindo.
Lindo. Hey, Lindo.
Yeah, good night. Yeah, good night, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Good night or good morning.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, yeah.
Yeah, what the times are in Australia. We have an Australia here too.
Mm-hmm.
Up so early and be with you all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's good.
Thank you, fellas.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good to be here. Good to be with all of you. Yes.